Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Happy New Year, listening audience. This is Talk Straight, your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. 2024 is here. Get ready. Come on in. Come on in, Facebook Live. Yeah.
So people can see for the prince to kill her, picking up coast to coast, facing the key, open the door to more.
Welcome, friends. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dockery. Guess what? It is January 2nd, 2024. New Year's here. I told y'all it was coming. Y'all didn't believe me, did you? I told y'all that every day we kept on coming on, that we were getting closer and closer. Here we are. We're here now. We're here. Welcome. And we have decided to open the microphone to you on this New Year's, January 2nd, 2024. I'd like to hear from you. Follow us on Facebook. Feel free to give us a call. Come on. Give me a call. Give me a call here. The number to call is 563-999-3617. What's that number again, Dr.? 563-999-3617. All right? We'd love to hear from you and engage in some wholesome dialogue with you. All right? Hopefully we can get some things going here. Some of the things that we see here is that a lot going on around the country. right now in America. We have a major election cycle, 2024. It's the presidential election again, right? And some down ballot seats for House seats and some Senate seats. Of course, the big thing is that it appears by indication, at least anyway, we don't know for sure, but it appears that it'd be a rematch between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, all right? But in between all of that, people are trying to figure out how they're going to eat, how they're going to pay their bill, how they're going to make it. You understand what I'm saying? And so that's a logical discussion. Family, basically. We just came back from before New Year's that were unhappy. It wasn't such a celebratory event for them, you know. Who said it had to be? Ideally, most people in America, who certainly those who celebrate it, believe it should be. And people go out of their way, out of their way. They put a lot into trying to make it great and big. Maybe one of the sad things is that too often people assume that the money you spend, what's supposed to be a recognition of the Savior's birth, you go broke, and some people don't appreciate it because they think that it's a poor show of your love for them. Either if you can't give them some or you can't give them what they want. Let's talk about it. Talk straight. We're going into 2024. I'd like to focus on opportunities for self-improvement, right? Determination, economic development, and we still have issues with crime across our major cities. Those that we focused on since we began this show now going on 8 years ago. Yeah, we still have, you just look at the data, in urban areas, urban America, poor education, limited finances, social disparity, health disparities. Now, if you don't start the year off with that bad stuff, well, let me tell you something, beloved. If you don't tell the truth to yourself, that's the worst person you can lie to. Now, the good news is that there's hope, that there's something we can do about it. Start this year, I want to open the floor to you and give me your best thoughts. Give me some good news. Give me some good news. Give me a call here, 563-999-3617. 563-999-3617. What is your best piece of news? What is your best piece of news? Let's talk straight. This is yours, Brother Dockery. Now, let me apologize. And it wasn't really my fault directly, but last week, we did not have a show because of the Christmas holiday, and I was busy myself doing some other things with family. However, the week prior to that, excuse me, the 19th, I believe it was, we endeavored to come on with a show with the topic and everything. But unbeknownst to us, the platform, the Blog Talk Radio platform, was down. And unfortunately, I was not able to broadcast live for you, right? I was a little disheartened by that and frustrated, but we move on. We move on. So I'm sorry we missed you twice. Last two Tuesdays of December 2023. But hopefully we can get better. We have a plan for a very special guest. Talk straight for next week. And we're hoping to have him to Reverend Dr. Frederick C. Shelton. He's been on here before. He's no stranger to the show. He's retired now from the Columbus, Mississippi Police Department, and he retired as the chief of police there. But while he was there and doing his time in the city and so forth, he's a military veteran, Army Ranger, as I understand, and military police officer. But most importantly, he's a a pastor there of Peace Be Still Fellowship, right? The minister at Peace Be Still Fellowship. And he's authored a book. And I was honored to be able to highlight a couple of authors so far, a few authors at least anyway, on the show here. And it's my honor to be able to bring him and have him talk about a book that is very, very relevant and important. And that is on the topic of fatherhood, You all know that I've authored some pieces myself, self-published piece and some electronic materials and workbook materials that we used when we were traveling with our lecture series that started the show. Relative to fatherhood and addressing the challenges and needs of at-risk males. So I'm honored to have him. He was one of those who invited us to the city of Columbus, which was one of our tour cities, and worked with us heavily on that. And so at the same time, he was developing his work and his book. Now that he's retired, he's looking to further to that body of work relative to family and faith and fatherhood. So we're looking forward to having him on, Reverend Dr. Frederick C. Shelton there. Love to have you join us. That's next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m., right here on Talk Straight. Don't miss it. You better not miss that. You're going to be mad at yourself. You'll be mad at yourself. Give me a call. Come on. Give me a call there. 563-999-3617. That's the number to call. I realize that we're getting back to work and everybody's busy. I understand. And, you know, it's probably hard pull to come after being off for a few days, but you got to get back in the swing of things here. So hope you can join us tonight for a few minutes at least anyway. Give your question with your ideas and share your thoughts. Again, that number to call is 563-999-3617. I began the show with Curtis Mayfield, and he, one of his best numbers, I would argue, people get ready. There is a train that's coming. I would say a change that's coming, yeah. And you don't need no ticket. You just get on board. Excellent guitar player, but powerful message in the music that he shared there. Yes, indeed. So, as I await you to give me a call here, 563-999-3617, that's the number to call, let's just kind of rehab some of the things that we talked about last year as we prepare to go into this year. We discuss things related to the church. We talked about how many people a little frustrated, and there seems to be a decline in attendance there for different reasons. We talked about health-related issues. Yes, we did. Some of it is post-COVID effect in people's lives. We discussed to some extent more crime. And more importantly, the challenges or the things that cause individuals to be prone to engage in criminal behavior. And in that line, we tried to help understand and define what the criminal justice system is, what its purpose is, but more importantly, how we can steer individuals away from it so they don't have to worry about the criminal justice system. I know many believe that is unfair, it's unfairly designed, and that it's a trap for others. All right, let's take that argument for the sake of argument, and let's can we avoid that trap? What can we do to do that? We talked a lot, Bill, a lot about overcoming mental health illnesses, which is on the rise, has been on the rise for the last 4 or 5 years now. More young people than ever before, we see, and individuals in certain professions like the military and law enforcement that are stressed out to a great point and are considering suicide, giving up on life. We discussed some of those things in 2003. I tried to leave the floor open a little bit more for open mic discussion, but most recently we had some people on, from a lady from California, Miss Suzette, and Brother Joe, who I gave us some offered some great information, calls for excellent dialogue, right? And that's what we try to do here. Talk Straight was designed early on to open up conversation and dialogue on a national basis. We're based here in Nashville, Tennessee, yes. And you may have heard the radio promo. Well, we have to soon upgrade that and update it. But that was when we started this talk show series or the lecture series. And so there is a email address that you hear there. That email address is still alive. If you want to shoot a comment there, we'll from time to time we check it out. But more importantly, we try to use the live stream here in Facebook. Those of you that are following us, you can post your question or comment. If there is a thought or some idea that you'd like for us to talk about, that we will look at your concept there and look at how we might be able to bring you on and highlight you as a leading panelist in a discussion. Strive to maintain proper decorum for the show, right, professional, and be respectful. A lot of times when you get into dialogue, people have different views. And it's easy for some to may take offense to certain things. That's certainly not our intent. Even the discussions and the topics that we bring up, our intent is not to be Debbie Downer, depress anybody or frustrate or anger anybody or to offend, but is to speak truth to power through a certain realization. Yes, that's our intent. And we appreciate all of those of you who have shared with us over the years and those that will continue to share with us, right? And so we strive to keep the dialogue going. Sometimes it's not a whole lot of us. That's okay. But we are grateful for you. I want to highlight the fact that we lost two beautiful souls and voices right here from Talk Straight past year in 2023. Mama D out of Peoria, Illinois. Sweet lady. Very sweet lady. And she was on here until she couldn't be here anymore. But God has called her home now. And I can imagine that she is now making her voice heard in glory now. Yeah, yeah. So we are still praying for her children and the rest of her family that they would be able to maintain. And then we lost Miss Navita Gunter. She was an author, local author here in the Middle Tennessee area. Most recently, she was staying in, she lived in Nashville for a while, but moved to the Murfreesboro, Tennessee area. But still very much a figure here. Was very active in breast cancer research, cervical cancer. Started a coalition, as a matter of fact. One of the founding members, if I'm not mistaken, of a coalition, major coalition, authored a book and, you know, made her voice known in the literary arena. And so she was on here with us, and we're grateful for her voice, which now, again, God has called home, and I can imagine she's on the other side now, writing her poetry, citing her works and making her voice heard. It happens sometimes. So, but nonetheless, we're grateful for all that have joined us. Pastor Ricky Waller is out there on the battlefield. He's been a friend and a co-host since we started. And hopefully we will be able to get him to join us tonight. And if you don't mind, I'm going to see if I can call him, see? Let me see if I can get him on here. And because we've been, sometimes when people miss you, they you lose them. You understand what I'm saying? And I know he's busy himself, so I don't want to, I don't know, I hadn't communicated with him recently. But we'll see. Let's see while we listen to you. You give me a call at 563-999-3617, and I'm going to give him a call. How that sound? Let him know we're back on the air. All right? All right, all right. And again, this is an opportunity for me to hear from you. It's open mic. It's open mic. That's our format where we allow the listening audience to share content material and kind of guide our discussion and bring us into certain conversations. And I'll try to speak as intelligently as I can. You know, I don't have all the answers, but I believe together we can come up with some good answers. We look like we're going to try to get Pastor Waller to join us here. Devil knocked us off at one point. 999-3617. That's the number to call, Facebook. That's the number to call. Give us a holler. Pastor Waller.
Hey, man. What's going on, Pastor Knocker?
I know you out there busy, man, but we got knocked off. The platform was off the week before last, and I know we missed a couple of times. I told the listeners, I'm going to give my brother a call and see if he can just jet in with us. If you got to go, we understand. We understand. Happy New Year, man. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm all right. How you doing? I'm hanging in there. They got me over here. They over here trying to get some things done for me. But,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of time you're going to be on, but it's going to be a tight one for me to be on right now, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Listen, I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, likewise.
Yes, sir. And I wish you a very prosperous and productive annual cycle moving forward in 2024.
Oh, man, by all means. Likewise,
yes,
for
sir.
You. Keep
yes,
on, keep
yes,
it
sir.
On.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. We're going to hold
it.
Okay, well, we won't hold you then. We'll wrap up here at around 8 o'clock, but I wanted to reach out to you because I know we've been off the air. The platform knocked us out last time. And, well, I
right.
didn't know last time.
No way. Yeah, no way. No way that can be controlled.
All right. Yeah. Well, but if you feel we'll take a rain check for next Tuesday, we're going to have a guest on. Chief Shelton was on with us previously. He'll be on talking about his book there related to fatherhood.
Okay. All right. So, good enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We won't hold you. And like I said, I'm sure we'll chat again before then, though.
Yeah, I will. I bet you know what's going on, man. I appreciate you calling, though.
Yes, sir. Well, we love you like peanut butter love jelly.
Hey, man, that's a connection there.
Yes, sir. Put that on wheat bread for me, please, if you don't mind.
All right. Yes, sir. You know what to do. You know what to say. And that's the way it should be played. Yes, and where should we play?
Yes, sir. Okay, then, Chief. Well, we'll be in touch with you then.
Okay. All right, Pastor Doc. All right.
All right, have a good one.
All right, peace.
All right.
All right, do the same.
Bye.
All right, peace. Later.
All right. So we stand up, guy. We appreciate you. Well, why don't you give me a call? Come on, we got another about 30 minutes or so before we wrap up for tonight. Give me a call, Facebook. Checking us out. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop for a second, just say hello. Tell me Happy New Year. Tell me Happy New Year. The number to call is 563-999-3617. And we'll be happy to just hear you just say, ow, say something. But we were just talking about some of the topics that we covered over the last year. And as we move into this new year, how is it then that we can improve conditions? You know, as you've heard me talk many times before, I'll reiterate my perspective is that family core is the most important thing that we can focus on. we can get to improving academic outcomes for our children and by working in the family. We can improve the economic condition and being able to have afford a certain quality of life by focusing on the family. We can improve the social condition of neighborhoods and communities by getting families together that make it up. We can even improve the conditions in our churches. See how all that's interconnected? So where there is room for information, for training, for encouragement, for counseling, let's bring it. I know that there are people beyond myself that have ideas and that are doing great things. But you know what happens quite often is a lot of good things are going on, but not enough people know about them. Certainly those who need and might benefit from them, you know. Kind of like that proverbial phrase, a tree falling in the forest. But nobody was there to bear witness. We can, over time, we come by, you pass by and look, and you see indeed a tree has fallen, but we didn't see it. But we have circumstantial evidence that it at some point failed. Now, what were the conditions of his falling? Was it a lumberjack that cut it down? Was it wear and tear over time, acid rain? Huh? Was it a wind that blew it down? We weren't there. We didn't see it, but we have, again, circumstantial evidence by virtue that we see it down on the ground. Right? There, we can assume and infer where we are. We don't want people to think that you're a bad person because you experienced tough circumstances, you know, that you have a rough time or a slow start. That don't make you a bad person, right? But there are some circumstances that if we look at them carefully and we work to address them, you can improve your overall outcome individually and collectively. And again, I want to emphasize that I'm convinced that it's in the family context, particularly for young people. Now, on an adult, you have a constitutional right to pursue happiness as you see fit. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men, that include women, are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Can't take them away from me. Huh? That is to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. So, but when we're talking about young people, particularly those that we see struggling, and that we see in the news, and we see, unfortunately, engaged in committing a lot of illegal activities. For instance, here in Nashville, for years, a certain community, our beloved Antioch, have been pushing and vying for certain industries or stores to come, a mall, right? Because we've had a mall that failed and was dilapidated. And they've been pushing for years for that mall, for a nice mall to open. Well, we just got one, a Tanger mall opening. Nice, very nice, beautiful. I mean, my wife and I, we from time to time travel to get away, and we go down to the Foley, Alabama area and places like that. They have a beautiful Tanger mall there. Several other places that have them. Well, we got one right here in Antioch, right? Unfortunately, though, it's been open since October, and we've had people I love. I love you. I don't love what you do. I hate what you do, but I love you, see? They go out there, and they loot the place, man, rob, steal it. 38 times, I believe, it was reported already since they've been open. Now, I'd like to catch those people and have a conversation with them. Huh? Why you want to do that? This is a good thing for the entire community. And whatever your situation is that causes you to do that, let's have a conversation. But you need to stop that. Now, you know, I love you. I love you enough to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's not good. That ain't good for nobody. You know? And what do? When we need? Now, truth is, right now, the state of Tennessee at the end of the last year, they're still within this session, 113th General Assembly. My understanding, they had somewhere around $6 billion surplus. You know, and there's some things I understand the legislature are going to be bringing back to the floor this year and next week, as a matter of fact, some ways they can spend that money. But there are some places in Antioch and some communities in Davidson County that can use those resources. And I would argue that the people that can best use them are least aware of them, how to access them. You say, well, they got elected officials. Do they really? Where they at? Where are they? Of course, you know, I ran for public office, and those would have been things that I've been right on. Fortunately, those folks that are in the position now have fallen short. They've fallen short. And the point is that there are things we can do as individuals, as citizens, as members of your community to improve it. We go to the phone. Our good friend looks like our brother out of St. Louis, 4953. Y'all feel free to give me a call here, 563-999-3617. And I got 337-9737 on the line with us. Welcome to Talk Straight. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Hi, St. Louis. Ruben.
Yeah,
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mildred. So
how are you?
Hey, how are you, Mildred? How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. It's been an exciting holiday season and New Year. I'm actually one of the contestants on The Golden Bachelor.
Is that right? Okay, Mildred. All right. So, Mildred, tell me.
It's wonderful.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Well, I'm just saying it's wonderful at 76 to be able to get a second chance at love. And a lot of people like to make fun of, you know, older people in love, but it's beautiful and there shouldn't be any shame.
Okay. All right. I got you. Well, I appreciate you calling Talk Straight. This is Ruben Dockery, and we've been on here for a few years now. And we call it Talk Straight, Mildred, because we want to be open and honest about our conversation. You talk, and I got my friend. I haven't forgot you there, St. Louis. I'm going to write to you. Thank you. It sounds like you're a first-time caller here, and we appreciate that.
And, you know, it's great being on The Golden Bachelor. You know, every time we went on dates, we always got the best parking spots, you know, because I have a handicap sticker. Because of my sciatica, so that's one, you know, that's a plus of dating at an older age.
So tell me this. What if some young move forward? We're grateful for your years of experience and for the time that you've been here around the sun. How is it, what can you tell them as if, you know, someone who's been on the Golden Bachelor? What can you tell them about loving themselves, Mildred? Loving themselves enough to see themselves start something and finish it in their lifetime. Can you help me with that? I think that would be a very positive message.
Well, as I reflect back, I'll tell you that my life has worked through many seasons. And very often you think, you know, you have only the perspective of a young person, of a 18-year-old, 20-year-old, 30-year-old. And you think that your whole universe is dependent on maybe a spouse or a job. And I can tell you, as you get older and your world expands, you sort of learn not to sweat the small stuff. And I would say that's the same thing for relationships. And that's why I feel at this age I'm able to have the best relationships really of my life.
Right. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes young people haven't been around long enough to know that life comes with sacrifice, and it does take patience, right? And too often they don't get the opportunity to engage a seasoned senior like yourself, you know, that gives them that encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
That, hey, you know, so I appreciate you.
Well, I feel like a teenager again, and that's what people don't think when they see someone my age. You know, I mean, it was wonderful. I was selected for this show. It gave me a new lease on life. I met this wonderful man. Just the other day, we went on a hometown date, and he brought me to meet his parents at the botanical garden. You know, that's where he spread their ashes. And so I was able to meet them in that way, even though they're gone.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring call in 4953. Welcome there, St. Louis, to Talk Street, and Happy New Year to you.
How you doing, Ruben? What's going on?
Oh, well, man, look, we're starting a brand new cycle. And I thought we would lower the house and make an open mic so we can hear straight from our listening audience. As we start, we're going to have a guest on, a featured guest next week, and the Blog Talk platform shut down on me last time, so we weren't able to come on. But nonetheless, we're here now. But
what are they
going to
speak on?
Well, he's a retired chief of police, also retired military, and has been working for a long time in grief counseling and being a chaplain and what have you. So he's going to talk about his experiences with fatherhood and rearing his children, some of the challenges he had. He's written a book, and so we're going to highlight his book when he comes on.
Oh, that sounds just great.
Yeah. So, look like we lost it. Mildred, feel free to give us a call back here. I apologize. It looked like we lost you, but thanks for giving us a call there. All right, but anything in particular, St. Louis, we got another about 25 minutes before we wrap up for the evening tonight. Any other thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
No, not much. Same old stuff,
what?
You know, on a national scene, the United States is spending money where it shouldn't be spending money, supporting regime that it shouldn't be supporting, and it never seems to stop.
Well, isn't that true? And it's amazing, man, that how we're not at the table when those decisions are made, are we?
That's the blunt of it, know about it until they look up and see them coming.
That is a done deal, man.
Did you know that France was fighting Vietnam for 9 years, and the United States picked up 80% reportedly of the cost. Then France sold Vietnam to the Japanese.
Interesting.
And can you hear that? They wanted to make Vietnam a protectorate, just like they did with Britain and Palestine and other areas. But can you imagine the audacity that you're going to say, this is my country and I'm going to sell it to this group of people here?
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm sorry. Give me a date on that when you the information is relative to France and Vietnam.
Well, you can Google it. You can say that this Google the history of Vietnam, and it would tell you the early 1900s, late 1800s, for sure.
Of course,
just goes on and on between France and Britain, those two white countries. Much of the mayhem that we see continuing to go on today was started by them.
I see. Instigations of different types.
France lost a war against Haiti. Then they want to make Haiti pay them reparations because they denied them the opportunity to make money off of exploiting them. Can you imagine that?
Well,
and the United States went along with it.
Well, where did we buy that Louisiana territory in, what, 1700, late 1700s from France?
That was because Napoleon got his butt whooped with going up against Haiti.
Yeah. Overture.
Nobody talks about those things. They talk about everything else, but they don't talk about that thing. Britain's in, there's a divide between the Sudan. Now you have South Sudan. And lo and behold, you got British over there trying to exploit this newly found government, this newly found country. It just goes on and on and on and on.
A lot of history, isn't it? A lot of history. And, you know, that's the interesting thing you speak about. I was talking to some young people about the conflict in the Middle East right now. And I was explaining to them this has been going on as old as I am and for the longest. I think it's about 70, 80 years now since World War II ended, close to 80 years at least anyway. And, prior to that, there was a lot of issues, right? And I was just encouraging.
What you got is people occupying the land they don't have no business occupying.
Let me say this. I was encouraging them to be a student, about it and read and check the record from all the way back and then draw a conclusion as opposed to being gaslighted by social media, things of that nature. So, but I would agree with you that there's been a conflict for a long time about whose land it was. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
All you got to do is look at the people who's there today. People just merely look in the mirror.
Yeah.
What did Nelson Mandela say? What did the first president of Egypt, second president of Egypt say? I'll do that, Nasser.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said you left here black and you come back white.
One of the things I encourage is for them to look up the Bedouin Jews, that group, because you might find, I believe they will find when they do that, when they do their research, that this is the oldest group there. And many times they look very similar to American people.
What they need to do is go back to ancient Egypt. That's what they need to do.
You can't just turn
kids loose without giving them some sort of guidance, because they would just get misdirected messed up.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. And as a student of history, that's what I would encourage you to do, is to look at the geography, and look at the history of the land, the sociology, anthropology, and all those things come into place, right? And
you know how old white skin is? You know how old white skin is on the planet?
White skin?
White skin.
You say, what you mean by that? Explain it to me like I'm 3 years
old. Like Joe Biden's skin.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. No, I don't. Tell me how old that is. Tell me how old.
6 to 8,000 years.
68,000, you said?
6 to 8,000.
Oh, 6 to 8,000. Now, when you say what Joe Biden's skin, I'm assuming you're talking about people of Euro descent. Is that who you're talking about when you say white skin?
White skin, yes, absolutely. It's a mutation.
Okay.
6 to 8,000 years old.
All right, and tell me why you bring that up tonight.
I bring it up is because that which they depict as being in that area. And people and blacks occupied that area, as they did all of Africa. And the Sphinx is 15,000 years old or more.
Okay.
You know what the Sphinx look like, right?
I do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do.
Well, that monument is about 15,000 years old.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so what
I think 15,000 is older than 6 and 8,000, don't you?
Yeah, mathematically, that's correct. That would be right. I and so for the sake of our listening audience, it sounds like you're trying to, you're suggesting or inferring that one group existed before another. Is that a fair, is that fair?
One group always existed in that area. The others are interlopers. Now, there's nothing wrong with them coming in, but they come in and take over. And that's totally out of this world. You know, there's a group of people, they're off of the southern tip of India. Called the Ottoman Islands. They're called the Jarawa. You know how long back their DNA goes? Close to 65,000 years.
Okay. All right. Jawala. Jawala. Listen, Ordinance. He says
the
Jawala.
Adamant Islands. Just look at it.
Okay. If you all interested Adamant in
Adamant Islands. That's there off the southern tip of India.
I get
you. Now, much of the stuff that people talk about, especially in Bible stories, they ain't never heard nothing like that.
Okay. Maybe not. Maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe not. Don't know. Don't know.
That's,
but,
well, that's what they say. I see somebody else who says it too. The Aborigines there in Australia. They ain't never heard nothing like this.
All right. Well, I ain't talked to them, so I don't know, but I'm going on what you're saying tonight, and everybody else can pick your word for face
they
value.
Can, they don't have to take my word. They can
look
do their own research.
That's what I'm
there
saying.
You go.
That's the point. But I'm, as a facilitator,
Adamant Islands, A-N-D-A-M-A-N-S.
Got you. I'm sure you appreciate that as the facilitator of the dialogue. I have to make sure people understand that this is a position from a caller, and they're welcome to look behind your face or choose. You know what I mean? But so there you go. There you go. But listen, let me ask you this. Let me pose this to you. And again, if Mildred is listening, you're welcome to give us a call back here for the next 15 minutes or so. We'll be on. Let me ask you this, St. Louis. In 2024, I don't know what your thought about New Year's and so forth and so on, but what do you think is a good projection or something to aspire to by this time next
year? Well, first, let's get the date right. This is the year 11,267 with some groups' calendars that existed long before the Julian calendar. 11,267, at least.
Okay. All right. But, okay, I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that. But I want you to talk with me about the calendar that we follow in the United States of America today, if you don't mind. If you can, this year that we're talking about, that we're going to keep up with business and with academic and social issues in the United States of America. What's a good projection there, in your view?
Well, I think that this present government, with Joe Biden, these Democrats, they need to be put back in. Well, the federal government period needs to be put back in its place, and I don't. There's a way to do it, but people don't understand how to do it. Because they're completely out of control. Even borders are wide open. Inflation is everywhere. They're spending money by drug and sales. They need to be put back into their place. The states control the federal government, but they are not doing it.
That's a
big problem. With your black people, they need to educate their kids. Their kids are not educated. When you look at the data, the kids can't read. They can't do math. And in today's society and with the upcoming technological changes, if they can't do that, I don't know what to tell you. They in bad shape.
Yeah. So education is a big focus. I appreciate that because one of the things I want to do is encourage others to come with their ideas and to have us to talk about it here on there because I'm looking to have some other folk come on. So I think that's a good focus. How is it that we ensure children get the best and optimal educational opportunities, you know?
Well, it has to be more than optimal. It has to be specific, and it has to be thorough. It has to be directed at occupational trends, technological trends.
Okay.
They have to be directed. You want to direct them into these sports, basketball and football. Well, what's wrong with directing them into occupations that's going to pay money? And
that makes sense.
In high need.
That makes a lot of sense.
That should be the major focus rather than bringing illegals into the country.
Sure, sure.
It needs to be full choice where parents can make the fundamental. Parents are the fundamental. They should have the ability to put their child where they think is best. And I talk about this all the time. Full choice.
Yeah.
They don't want their child to be in a public school. Then they should be able to take them out, and the money need to follow the child.
You know, St. Louis, I'm seeing more and more parents come around to that point as I engage them. I see more and more people are breaking away from the traditional model of public education, being in the brick-and-mortar environment of the traditional school. Not everybody want to see you take all the money from public schools, but they do want to see the funds used differently in the interest of their children. So I think
It's their money.
Yeah, I agree.
So they should be able to take their money and go where they need to be. When a parent put their child in an adjacent school district other than the one they live in, then they turn around and get sued in jail. Well, if they had the opportunity to take their money and spend it the way that they think is best for the outcome of their child's education, those things wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And nobody says anything about that. They all quiet.
But I think more people, I get the sense that more and more people are coming around to what you're saying to be a fact and a benefit to them, you know, which I think is a good thing. I think that's a good thing. That is a great thing. So, and hopefully it'll materialize itself in time. You know?
It should be a loud conversation. When you hope that it will materialize, you mean that some children's lives need to be put on hold. I've looked all over siblings' body, and I never seen an on-off switch where you can turn them off and wait till things get just right. No, things should be right before they came into the world.
Well, unfortunately, that is not the reality for a lot of children that are born into this world, unfortunately. Now, that's a whole other conversation.
I'm talking about the United States. Yeah,
so
I'm talking about the United States. So those things have to be made. They have to come to fruition. If you want your children to be able to compete in the world, if not, then I don't know what to say. It's going to be very, very – some people just ain't going to make it.
Well, absolutely. No doubt about it. You're certainly right about that, that some changes have to be made. And it starts with those with parental authority of the children, right? That's where it has to start relative to their education. So no doubt about that. You're absolutely right.
Another thing, too, your congresspeople, your congressmen and your U.S. senators should be paid by the states that they represent, not by a Washington conglomerate. They should be paid by the state that they represent. That way there would be transparency. Once they get to D.C., there's no transparency. You have no control over.
Well, that's it. That's room for some stuff too, my brother.
There should be a Supreme Court justice, a judge that represents every state. Every state should appoint one. Therefore, it would be 50 that would serve for a given amount of time. Come up with a tiebreaker if necessary. That way, presidents wouldn't have the ability to stack the court the way it is now. Reason why you want to vote for this person is because they will put these people on the court. But disregarding that, courts do not make laws. States do not have to listen to no court. If they think it's unconstitutional, I'm talking about federal court. If they think it's unconstitutional, they can say, no, we're not going to do it.
Well, you know, that's interesting, sir. That's interesting.
But you already knew that, right?
I'm familiar with that conversation and that dialogue, yes, sir. And I realize that there are a lot of nuances to what you're saying. It's not as simple as it sounds. So, but yeah.
Well, it is simple. Now, the only people, only entity that makes laws is the Congress and your state legislature. Judges do not make laws.
Well, and that's fine. That's fine. I understand where you, I think I understand where you're coming from, but I want to make sure we don't lose our audience because there are a lot of people who don't understand what you're talking about. I can assure you that.
there, in fact, lies a big problem. Well, every child, every individual, even before a person runs for a official government official, they should have taken a course in constitutional law and the founding documents of the United States.
Trust me,
because you got
a
lawyers
risk.
That don't seem to know how to dictate that particular paradigm. And that's a shame.
Of course, you know that is not in constitutional law right now. Now, if you want to get it in there, I guess you can fight to do that.
No,
but I guess
if you're going to hire somebody, you require them to have certain qualifications. Just like in any other occupation.
Right now, my friend, that's all I'm saying. That don't exist now. Now, how we get there, that's a whole nother.
You merely make it a criteria. That's all you have to do.
Who does that? Who does that? Right quickly. How do you make that criteria?
If it's a state legislature, if it's a person that's running for the state legislature, then the state needs to require that by law.
So you gotta
know this. You have to know those things if you're gonna become an airline pilot, right?
Right. So let's keep it conversational for our listening audience as well. So what you're suggesting, and you're entitled to that position, that you should go through your state legislature to make that a law and make that a rule in your state so that can happen. That's what I'm hearing you say.
And that's what it should be.
Okay.
The people control the state legislature. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, man. Hey, I don't see nothing wrong with it myself.
That should be term limits. What have been proposed is 3 terms for a 9 terms for a congressperson and 3 terms for a U.S. senator. Nobody serves more than 24 years, and then you're gone. Simple as that.
I can see that. I can see that being useful, too, because some of these folks.
That includes those that's working for the State Department. In any capacity that you work in the government, 24 years and you out. You got to go.
Hold on 1 second. I mean, there are a lot of folk in there that's been made a lifestyle out of being in office, and the only person they seem to be serving is themselves. So I agree with that 100%. That term limits is in order. It is in order. But it's going to take those folk that are in the legislature to make that happen. And the people can make their voices heard. That's what they want. So, great point. Okay. All right. Well, and last out there, big brother, before we wrap up, got about another minute here before we call it quits for the night.
Well, you waste a lot of money on your shows. You schedule for 2 hours and you only do an hour and a half. That adds up at the end of the month.
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. It's all good, man. It's all good. Okay. So listen, we appreciate you, man. Hopefully you can join us next week when we have a special guest on.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you so much. All right, so we appreciate those of you who've tuned in. Facebook, thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Brother Murphy. And those are others that have joined us here tonight. When you start calling names, you miss people. You miss people. But listen, we look forward to being back. Hopefully y'all can join us, and hopefully our platform will be working and in order to where we won't miss nobody next week for another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and we're going to turn now back to Curtis Mayfield so he can tell you about People Get Ready. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Talk Straight. So people get ready.
People can pray.